News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a fifth day of anti-government protests in Iran, Monday at least one policeman was killed, despite Sunday's call for calm by President Hassan Rouhani. At least 13 in all have been killed since the protests first erupted Thursday over economic conditions and official corruption. Monday, the Iranian leader acknowledged many of the protesters are driven by economic concerns and a desire for freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Social media videos showed protesters attacking a police station Monday. Police reportedly fired water cannon on protesters in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds have been arrested. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said these protests are about more than just economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person in Iran, but rather furthering the geopolitical interests of the regime and the region, or spending it on further fortifying their uneven concentrations of power.
In a latest tweet, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed for years. A gunman killed two Coptic Christian brothers in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came just days after attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan with